representative of NGOs. Je déclare ouvert.
I call to order the informal public meeting of the committee on the elimination of discrimination against women with representatives of non-governmental organizations. As you know, during each session, the committee invites national and international non-governmental organizations to informal public meetings to provide specific information on the state's parties that are scheduled for consideration by the committee. This is the first opportunity for NGOs to provide information on those state's parties whose reports are being considered this week, namely the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Exceptional Report, Nepal, Belarus, and Luxembourg. A second meeting with NGOs and NHRIs will take place on Monday, the 10th of February 2025, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., when they will be invited to provide country-specific information on the state's parties, whose reports will be considered during the second and third weeks of the session, namely Belize, Congo, Sri Lanka, and Liechtenstein. I should like to remind the meeting participants that this meeting is live webcast on UN Web TV. I'm pleased to note that NGOs are taking advantage of this opportunity to provide information to the committee. This information, very precious information, assists the committee in its consideration of reports submitted by states' parties. We welcome especially the representatives of local NGOs. Please note that the unauthorized filming, recording, and dissemination of audiovisual materials during the 90th session is prohibited. NGO representatives have the right of unhindered access to and to communicate with the committee and its members for the effective implementation of the committee's mandate. Individuals or groups of individuals facing intimidation or reprisals for seeking to cooperate or cooperating with the committee or the representatives can inform the rapporteur on reprisals and alternate rapporteur on reprisals appointed by the committee of any alleged incident of intimidation or reprisals. Such complaints should be sent electronically to the CEDAW Secretariat. In order to ensure that all NGOs will be able to take the floor, I urge all speakers to respect the time limits allocated for each intervention. Thank you. Now, I will try to give the floor in the order that was most recently approved. So we'll start with the Democratic Republic of Congo, and presentations should not exceed 10 minutes. They will be split up as follows. First of all, Center for Migration, Gender and Justice, Shaimai Hadoumi, 3 minutes. You have the floor.
On est en ligne.
Delegates and civil society colleagues.
Si les problèmes techniques persistent,
if the technical problems are continuing, then we can move to the second speaker for Congo, perhaps. By the time, that should give you time to fix the problem. So I would ask, therefore, Jessica Kalala from the Action Group for Women's Rights to make her presentation. 4 minutes, please.